Snow removal operations are beginning Wednesday in a phased approach throughout Toronto, after the city was hit with a whopping 53 centimeters of snow in the past 10 days. The snow removal process is expected to take up to 3 weeks, the City of Toronto said in a release, with snow being transported by dump trucks to 5 designated storage sites. City Council has decided that snow removal will be prioritized on main streets and sidewalks adjacent to transit routes, hospitals and emergency services stations, as well as roads with limited space for snow storage. Snow removal was already completed in some areas on February 14 to improve accessibility for pedestrians, emergency vehicles and public transit, the city said. Residents may experience noise and traffic disturbances due to the 24/7 work, but they said that the inconvenience will be temporary and local. Parking on snow routes. Orange signage will temporarily go up in snowbanks throughout the city to advise drivers to move their vehicles off the street ahead of snow removal operations, the city said, adding that residents may even hear a knock on their door asking for their car to be moved. Parking prohibitions are still in effect along snow routes and will stay until roadways are deemed safe. The city declared a major snowstorm condition and significant weather event on February 12, warning that cars parked on snow routes may be towed. As of Wednesday morning, the Toronto Police Parking Enforcement has reportedly ticketed 3,085 vehicles parked on snow routes and 41 vehicles have been towed. A list and map of city snow routes is available online. How the public can help. Residents can report areas that need plowing on the city's website or by calling 311. The city said people should shovel snow onto their own property and not onto the street, adding that moving snow from private property to roads, sidewalks and bikeways is illegal and can lead to fines. Snow should also be cleared around homes, specifically around vents for appliances, in order to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. Although the TTC has been dealing with delays during this weather event, the city asked that people take transit when they can, and to leave their cars at home.